Hello, my name is Moshe Malevsky. I am a professor at the Schulich School of Business at York University, that's in Toronto, Canada. And I have recently published my latest book, and it's called Are You a Stock or a Bond? Create Your Own Pension Plan for a Secure Financial Future. The main point of the book, and what I'd like to talk to you about today, is the subject of human capital, and specifically the issue of planning for retirement and how to structure your portfolio to make sure you have a sustainable income for as long as you live. You see, for many, many years, most Americans could rely on the fact that their company would pay them a pension when they retire, a defined benefit pension, and that pension would provide them with income. Think of it as a cash flow or as a salary that would last for the rest of their lives. In many cases, people were told, if you work for us for 20 or 30 years, we will give you 60 to 70% of your final salary for the rest of your life as long as you live. That's called a defined benefit pension. In the last few years, though, many companies have been shutting down their defined benefit pension plans. It's almost impossible to read the newspaper these days without seeing another very well-known company freezing its pension. For example, just recently, Boeing made that announcement. Its employees will no longer have access to a defined benefit pension or a subset of their employees. Other companies like Verizon, Hershey, Fidelity, General Motors, Delphi, the list goes on and on. All of these companies are essentially transferring the responsibility of pension provision and retirement planning from their responsibility to the individual, to the employee themselves. What this means is that people have to start paying a lot more attention to the risk characteristics and the structure of their job when they're planning for retirement. In the olden days, a 401k or an IRA was a small supplemental account used as a tax-sheltered savings plan where people would have a little bit extra when they retire to do some things that they wanted to do to enjoy life, but the bulk of their income came from pensions. But now the pendulum is shifting. The vast majority of people that will be retiring in the next 10 to 20 years will have the income that they need being drawn from a 401k or an IRA or some sort of defined contribution plan with no guarantees. As a result of that, people have to start asking themselves how to do this in an optimal and rational manner, and this gets back to the title of the book, which is Are You a Stock or a Bond? For people that have a secure and stable income, for people that have a pension, a defined benefit pension, for people that work in jobs that are tenured or unionized or just guaranteed and stable, their income, their salary, their job is very, very close to a bond. I like to consider them bonds. Their human capital, the value of their actual earnings, the stability of their earnings are very similar to a bond. So I call them bonds, and therefore their financial capital, their investments, their 401ks, their IRAs should be very heavily invested in stocks in order to diversify what they're doing for a living in their job. Vice versa, in the other direction. If what you do for a living is you work in an investment bank or you work on Wall Street or you work in the securities industry, which is an extreme case, your human capital, what you do for a living, your job, your salary, your income, is actually very much like a stock. Your wages, your bonus, whether or not you'll have a job at the end of the year, is highly unstable and very similar to the behavior of the stock market. Their human capital is classified as an actual stock, which is why I tell them, those individuals in the book counsels that, should be investing much more heavily their financial capital in bonds. You see, for many years, the advice that financial advisors were giving people in terms of what they should do with their 401k, their nest egg, their IRA, was very much driven by their risk tolerance. What is your risk tolerance? How risk-averse are you? Can you handle the fluctuations? And that's really a psychological measure. It's something that's very fickle. It's very, very difficult to quantify. You wake up in the morning, you're in a good mood, the markets were up yesterday, so you're now risk-tolerant. Tomorrow the markets go down, you wake up in a bad mood, you're no longer risk-tolerant. It's fickle, it tends to fluctuate, it's not a very reliable metric on which to base your retirement income portfolio. I think that we have to move away from this concept of how do you feel today, more towards what does your balance sheet look like, what does your job look like, how stable is your career, and that should be determining the structure of your investments. I think that we have to focus a lot more attention in financial planning on the personal balance sheet of the individual, the personal balance sheet of you incorporated. You are a company with assets and liabilities and equity, an income statement, a balance sheet. We have to take a much closer look at that. and that will determine what your investments should look like. Finally, what the book does, once it introduces this idea of human capital and financial capital and the personal balance sheet, it actually gets quite practical. And what I try to do is to give people advice on how to structure their retirement income portfolio or how to diversify their retirement income portfolio across a variety of products that will help generate retirement income. One of the arguments that I make in the book is that there are three very important category of products in retirement, and people should own all three of those in their retirement income portfolio. The reason that these three products are very important and a very big component of retirement income planning is because of the unique risks that people face in retirement. Inflation is very different for retirees. We also face uncertainty about the length of life. We call that longevity risk. We face uncertainty about how markets will perform, especially early on in retirement. I talk about a concept called sequence of returns, the volatility of the market as we transition into retirement. And finally, I end the book with actual concrete recommendations on how much of your income should be coming from pensions and annuities versus traditional investment accounts, mutual funds, and systematic withdrawal plans. Once again, the title of the book is Are You a Stock or a Bond? Create Your Own Pension Plan for a Secure Financial Future. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is Moshe Milevsky.